Good morning, Oregon, and thank you once again for loading me down and queuing me up. I'm Finn J.D. John, bringing you another daily episode of the Offbeat Oregon History Audio Edition podcast, which every weekday brings you another story from the archives of the Offbeat Oregon History syndicated newspaper column. You'll find the full details at offbeatoregon.com. Please check it out. But first, sit back and relax and let me tell you the story of the ghostly beeswax from the 1600s that may be coming soon to a beach near you. Specifically, chunks of beeswax that still occasionally wash up in Oregon beaches have been actually carbon dated to the early 1600s. They're believed to be from a wrecked Spanish galleon. How cool is that? This story was first published a long, long time ago on March 18th, 2009, under the headline, Coming to a Beach Near You, Ghostly Beeswax from the 1600s. Right, here we go. By now, the wreck of the New Carissa, or rather the half of it that ended up on a beach near Coos Bay, is just about gone. Editor's note here. Remember, this was written in 2009. The New Carissa's been gone for quite some time now. Back to the story. And just in time, too. Sorted, clean steel is once again barely worth the cost of salvage. But not long ago, it was selling for more than a dime a pound on the scrap metal market. And there was a lot of it on that beach. Plenty enough to qualify, for a properly equipped salvage outfit, as treasure from a shipwreck. But it certainly isn't the first trove of shipwreck treasure to be found on the shores of Oregon, and it certainly won't be the last. In fact, one of the most famous sunken treasure ships on the coast is also quite possibly the oldest. But we remember it well, because bits of it float up onto the shore to remind us, even now, more than 400 years later, that it's out there, somewhere. No one knows for sure what this wreck's name is, or even what country it's from. It's most likely a Spanish ship. Most scientists and historians agree on that much. Specifically, they think it's probably the galleon San Francisco Javier, which left Manila in 1603. There was an outbreak of civil war there, and several high-ranking Spanish families used the galleon as a refuge from the violence, hoping to start a new life in California. They never made it. They and their ship vanished without a trace. Was it, along with its cargo of prized Asian beeswax and all those wealthy families' personal treasure, was it lost near the mouth of the Nehalem River in Oregon? Quite possibly. Or it could have come from another ship. The Spanish greatly preferred beeswax from the east. It had a higher melting point and slower burn rate than the stuff European bees produced. And that was important for the many candles used in the Catholic Mass, which was in turn important to the missions of California. So they loaded and shipped the stuff by the ton on ship after ship from India to the missions of California throughout the 1600s and 1700s. Might one or more of those ships have been blown off course and foundered near Tillamook? Accounts by natives, including one who interviewed in 1895 at the age of 100 years, said his father had witnessed the wreck of a galleon near the Nehalem, support this theory. What we do know is that for the last 400 years, chunks of beeswax have been washing up on the Oregon coast. The further north, the more is found, although one big chunk was found recently as far south as Gold Beach. Radiocarbon dating shows these pieces of wax and the bits of wood embedded in them are about as old as the San Francisco Javier. And somewhere, on the floor of the Pacific Ocean, not far from the place where Tillamook cheese is made, there's a 400-year-old wreck that is probably Spanish and quite possibly full of gold and jewelry. Maybe someday a salvage operation will find it and we'll know for sure. That's it for today's episode. And if you're listening for the first time and want some more information about Offbeat Oregon history, you can get everything at our central website at offbeatoregon.com. That's the complete catalog of about 190 columns going back to 2008, plus links out to audio and text feeds on RSS and iTunes and to the Facebook page and Twitter feed, just in case you'd like to join the conversation. The website's also where you'll find full citations to sources for this story, which for today include the Beeswax Wreck Project website, also Northwest Limited Magazine, and a book by Bill Gulick. Our theme music is a track titled Old Man's Waltz by the Atlas String Band. AtlasStringBand.com, written by Carmen Ficarra. Coming to Corvallis? Drop me a line. Let's grab a cup of coffee and talk history. I'm at Finn at Offbeat Oregon, or if you do Twitter, at Offbeat Oregon. This podcast is proudly covered under a Creative Commons license, CC by SA. For details of that, go to offbeatoregon.com/CC. Okay, that's it for today. Tomorrow we're going to talk about that weird place in southern Oregon known as the Oregon Vortex, where theoretically water runs uphill and strange things happen and there's a funky little shack where stuff is completely upside down. Is it a mysterious force field or an optical illusion? Is it a beautifully engineered and harmless con job, or is there something real going on there? It's been baffling people for about 80 years now. And you know, it's really hard to say. The scientists, of course, are skeptical, but it's their job to be skeptical. It's our job to enjoy the drama of the possibilities, and frankly, I'm rolling in this one. I can't wait to tell you about it, and it's coming up after about 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. So in the meantime, go and fill up the rest of the day with good stuff. Bye now.